Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Kerr tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball four. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hoyt drops the ball. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to home to get Krause. Metzler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kamm hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and Kamm drops the ball. That's an error on Kamm. Musel moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm has Gehrig trapped. There's the throw to Krause and back to Kamm, who tags Gehrig for the out. Musel moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. Hoyt moves to third. Combs moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a line drive to left field. Metzler throws towards first. Clancy fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clancy. Ruth is thrown out after the base hit. Hoyt scores. Combs scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Yankees. Hal McCain now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. There goes Musel trying to get to home. Metzler throws the ball into Kamm, who relays the ball to Krause, who tags Musel, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 2 in the game. DeRocher strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Kraus moves to third. It's 6-4, Yankees. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. Calm hits a line drive to left field. Ruth throws towards the plate. Dickey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dickey. Kraus scores. Metzler scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. Calm moves all the way to home. It's 8-6, White Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kernick hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 8, White Sox, 8. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Yankees. Dan Dugan now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball towards left. Metzler settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Metzler. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 3 in the game. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Watwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kernick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kernick for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kham hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazare hits a line drive into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-4 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hoffman moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hoffman moves to third. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. Two outs. It's 11-9, Yankees. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel bunts for a single. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sissel moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.